Well, New Orleans getting hammered with heavy rain now. Tropical Storm Barry could become a hurricane before making landfall midday tomorrow, it looks like. Up to 2 feet of rain could fall in certain parts of Louisiana and the Gulf Coast here from this storm. The budding tropical storm is now over the northern Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to become a Category 1 hurricane. Could produce life-threatening flooding, damaging storm surge, landfall between central Louisiana and the upper Texas coast sometime Friday, maybe Saturday. It is the Atlantic's first hurricane of the 2019 season and will remain over the warm waters of the Gulf long enough to gather enough moisture for heavy rain, enraged seas, and high winds. We'll see how that happens. Coming on shore, it says now, I'm updating here, maybe early morning Saturday it could make landfall as a Category 1 hurricane. We'll keep an eye on this. Barry, not in a very good mood, but rain totals impressive already. Parts of New Orleans have already seen 6 to 12 inches of rain inundating the city downtown, and a lot more rain on the way for the folks down there. Welcome to hurricane season. And people wonder why I live where I live. We don't have hurricanes. We don't have earthquakes. We don't have giant wildfires. We don't have any of those things. That's why I live here. Good news. Twitter is here to save you. Twitter now prohibits hate speech that targets religious groups by using dehumanizing language, as they put it, dehumanizing language. A ban says it may extend to other categories like race and gender as well. The social network already bars hateful language directed at individual religious adherents. It also bans hate speech on the basis of someone's race, gender, and other categories. Twitter now saying it's broadening its hate speech rule. Isn't it nice to know that you've got thought police out there? Because, you know, hate speech is what it is. Hateful comments are what they are. But I come from a mindset where I believe in the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. And I defy anyone to show me in the Constitution where it says you have the right to never be offended. Show me where it says you are protected from being offended by other people. In fact, the entire purpose of the First Amendment is to allow offensive speech. It's not there for happy speech. Nobody cares about the First Amendment being there for happy talk. It's there because people will say and do things you don't like. And it's not up to you to correct them. It's not your privilege or your place to say, you can't say that. You know, now civilized people will know what they should and shouldn't say. They'll know who their audience is. But I do not like, I cannot stand the fact that social media companies think that they are the ones that get to decide for us what we're allowed to say and to see and to do. And interesting, today there's going to be a summit at the White House on the freedom of speech on social media networks. The president's saying that they're going to take this on very seriously. He's been tweeting simply nonstop for the last hour. A big subject today at the White House, tweets the president, social media summit will be the tremendous dishonesty, bias, discrimination, and suppression practiced by certain companies. We will not let them get away with it much longer. The fake news media will also be there, but for a limited period. There you have it. The Pledge of Allegiance of our great country at St. Louis Park, Minnesota, is under siege. That is why I'm going to win the great state of Minnesota in the 2020 election. People are sick and tired of this stupidity and disloyalty to our wonderful USA. The president's on a tweeting roll today. Let's see here. The fake news is not as important or as powerful as social media. They have lost tremendous credibility since that day in November 2016 that I came down the escalator with the person who was to become your future first lady. When I ultimately leave office in 6 years, or maybe 10 or 14, just kidding, he said. They will quickly go out of business for lack of credibility or approval from the public. That's why they will all be endorsing me at some point, one way or the other. Could you imagine having sleepy Joe Biden or Alfred E. Newman or a very nervous and skinny version of Pocahontas as your president rather than what you now have? So great looking and smart, a true stable genius. Sorry to say that even social media would be driven out of business along with, and finally, the fake news media. The president apparently having a big old time today. Let's see here. And they just keep coming. Nearly 1 million more blacks and 2 million more Hispanics are employed than when Barack Obama left office. And minorities account for more than half of all new jobs created during the Trump presidency. Unemployment among black women has hovered near 5% for the last 6 months, the lowest since 1972. Robert Johnson, I give the president a lot of credit for moving the economy in a positive direction that's benefiting a large number of Americans. I think the tax cuts clearly help stimulate the economy. The fake news media loves the narrative that I didn't use many banks because the banks didn't like me. No, I didn't use many banks because I don't need their money. Old-fashioned, isn't it? If I did, I would have been very easy for me to get. And remember, a bank that I did use years ago, the now badly written about and maligned Deutsche Bank, was then one of the largest and most prestigious banks in the world. They wanted my business, and so did many others. Anyhow, the president on an absolute roll today. He got up, fingers firing on all cylinders, I suppose. Anyhow, that big social media summit happening at the White House today. And I'm one of those people that believe that Twitter and Facebook should be limited in how much censorship they can apply. I know that doesn't mix well with some of the folks here because they say, well, they're private companies. They can do as they please. They really are monopolies. Therefore, they are the new way that we communicate in this country. I believe the First Amendment is the rock star. It really is of our Constitution. Every country around the world, the citizens of every country around the world wish they had a First Amendment privilege to say what they want, to hear what they want, to see what they want, to assemble, to practice religion the way they want, to redress grievances, all of these things. Every citizen in every nation of the world wishes they had that. We have it. We have it in America, and it needs to be defended, even if it involves clipping the wings of Twitter or Facebook or anybody else. 52 after, some final thoughts after this.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.